Shalom and Vracha. Baruch Hashem, we have another day to be Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the Chasadim in our times and throughout history. This is a special Zchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to prepare for Chag HaPesach, which the whole idea of Chag HaPesach is to relive the Yetzias Mitzrayim, to feel the Haidah from the fact that we started off as Avodim to Paro, and now we're the chosen nation of Hashem. Everything we have throughout history is a result of that event. So the Nisim we have seen in our days now is a Hisoiris awakening for what we're preparing to do and refresh that bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will remake through the Leila Seidim Yetz Hashem. We are going to start with a Psukim of Halil, which is an intrinsic part of the Leila Seder, and Bechal of the Chag of Pesach, all the Chagim. It's the first Mizmar, Kuf Yud Gimel, which Halil starts with, is the starting point of the whole Chag of Pesach. Halilu ko, halilu avdei Hashem, halilu es shem Hashem. We are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are now Avdei Hashem. As we know, this pasuk was originally stated by Paro himself. And he said, till now you are my servants and now you are Avdei Hashem. When we say that, especially on Leila Seder, to feel that this rakshas, emotional event of being proclaimed Avdei Hashem, the Nesiva says even more. The term Hallelujah is praising Hashem. Ko is Shem Hashem. But as we know, Ko is half of the name of Hashem. The full name of Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh, when we do not see clearly the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially in the times of Golos, the term Ko is used. Because we don't see it all. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the full revelation. At the time they had the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, and the Beis HaMikdash would say the full Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what we see on Yom Kippur. When we say over what the Kohanim would say, how when they'd say the name of Hashem, there's so much Kedusha that was felt that people would fall on their faces bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So based on this, it says like this. Hallelujah, we're praising the Ko, the Hashem that was not so revealed. Because now we are Halu Avdei Hashem. Avdei Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now we see the whole thing. Which means that after the Geula from Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael looked back at the Golos they went through and they realized that it was all necessary. It was all part of the purification process to show how much we're going to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances. And now we saw that that was necessary to bring us to the point that we'll be Zeichet to Yisias Mitzrayim. We were Oymed Ben Yisoyim. We went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we left Mitzrayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we became that exalted nation of Avdei Hashem. Something for us to think about now, we're still going through the Golos, and we're still living in the period of Ko. We don't see the full Havai, Hashem Havai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fully control of every prat of the world and watching over us in the best possible way. But we're using the past experience of the Golos of Mitzrayim and the Yetzias Mitzrayim to give us a chizik for our present period of time and to know that we're also towards the end of our Golos. And that's what we have to do, recognize there is Ka, but we know that behind that Ka is Avdei Hashem. We're going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the full name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, full Rachamim. Halu is Shem Hashem. And we're praising Shem Hashem means that we pay attention to the revelation of the name of Hashem. Even if we do not see it presently 100%, but reminding ourselves of the times that we did see it. And like we said, even in our day, we saw this tremendous hashgacha we had now, tremendous rachman v'kadosh baruch hu l'malam min ha'teva. Then we have three psukim that seem to be saying a request, a tefillah. He shem Hashem evoyach me'ato v'yad oylam. Inasmuch as Klal Yisrael then saw the revelation of Hashem, they were mispalel that we should continue seeing this throughout history. And we're mispel that even if we are still in Golas, we're waiting for the final revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'ato ve'ad oylam means in all the oylamas, even the highest oylamas, the oylamas of oylam haba, the spiritual oylamas, we want the recognition of Hashem to be complete. That's one level. The second level is mi'mitzvah Hashem Hashem nevoyim ulol Hashem Hashem. The second level, this is Maral points out these three levels. Number one is me'atavad oylam, is the highest spiritual levels. The second one is all the celestial bodies, from the sun and the stars and the moon, everything else, should also perceive, and we should perceive through them, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just looking up at the stars and the sun, how everything is in such special order, set up perfectly for us, to give us what we need. There was a solar eclipse a few days ago in America, and suddenly got dark. The temperature of that part of the earth went down. We see even just a little moon getting in the way of the sun affects everything. How that arouses us to pay attention to how much everything is exactly in the right position, positioned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third level is Rav al kol goyim Hashem. Hashem is above all the nations of the world, in our world itself, the world of humanity, with all the different nations of the world, and each one doing its thing, and some of them, and many of them going against us. But Hashem is above all of them. Al Hashemayim kavoyim. He's in this world, and he's in the Shemaim, and this is what we're mispelled for. We took the recognition of Yisrael Mitzrayim that we saw at that point of time, Hashem showed the entire world that he is the one who's ruling over the world. He made a supernatural Nisim, and the entire Bria recognized it. We're now mispelled. Yeah, we should be zeich to see that soon. Even, like you said, with this moshul that we had on Motzei Shabbos, it was an amazing thing of different nations of the world. None of them are our deepest friends. Yishmael and Esav got together to protect us. Jordan, America, England. Chasdei Hashem to orchestrate such a thing. This is just a small remez for us to see what Hashem could do for us and what Hashem does for us every second of our lives. Should be zeichet, to be mehalel, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Appreciate that Hashem is with us now. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mispel to Hashem, that we also want to be that generation like the Yetzim Mitzrayim. They're going to be the ones that are going to bring the Geula. Sheyovo b'mheir v'yemeinu, and v'hi Shem Hashem avoyach mi'ato v'yadoilam.